Welcome to Energy Transition Dialogue, where we talk about the pivotal points which are reshaping the energy sector. Today, we are talking about energy transition integration with self-reliant initiatives of Atmanirbhar Bharat. We have Somesh Kumar, leader power and utility in EY. He is having more than 20 years experience in power and utility sector and steering this sector amidst of transformation of energy sector itself. It's our pleasure to have you here, Somesh.
Thank you, Vineet. I'm really delighted to be here.
So to start with, can you give a comprehensive view about India's government policies to promote energy transition or to accelerate energy transition?
Yes, Vineet, I think that's a very good question. And before answering the question, I must say that I've been working in this sector for quite some time. And I'm really passionate about the changes which are happening in this sector, particularly the energy transition. I think the Indian government has taken tremendous steps to promote energy transition and rather accelerate it. I think both on the supply side as well as the demand side, the sector is witnessing changes and government is accelerating those by way of policies, interventions, etc. If we talk about the supply side first, I think the major changes are in the clean energy sector, the renewable sector. The government has been laying down policies one after another to actually accelerate the energy transition. One of the most recent changes is around the National Green Hydrogen Mission, which really promotes or seeks to promote green hydrogen in a big way. We've seen policies around offshore wind, some of the path-breaking technologies, newer technologies. We've also seen policies not just at the central level, but at each state level for promoting solar rooftops. A host of policies which are there. Also, in the fiscal incentives, government has been laying down various incentives called as PLI, performance-linked incentives, which go a long way actually again in promoting certain specific technologies. Adjacent to this, we also see certain subordinate policies and regulations which come out. For instance, policy around must run plants, which promises the plants to run, the green plants to run for a certain period of time. We've also seen ISTS energy charge waivers for renewable plants, which again promotes renewable energies. We've seen green energy open access regulations which have come up. We've also seen the ALMM standards being pronounced, gives us a range of suppliers in the market at a level playing field. Recently, we've seen in the budget the ethanol blending and satat scheme for biogas. So a host of schemes have been pronounced by the government to promote energy transition on the supply side. If we come to the demand side at the same time, whether you look at the industrial sector, whether you look at the agriculture sector, whether you look at transport sector, again a huge incentive framework has been laid down for moving towards cleaner and greener forms of energy. For instance, all the industrials are promoted, are actually incentivized, or rather, there is a regulation in place, for instance, the renewable purchase obligations, where they have to buy a certain amount of energy from cleaner sources. So again, they have to migrate for their requirements, for their consumption to cleaner energy sources. Agriculture sector, if you look at, we are seeing PM Kusum schemes where, the agriculture pump sets will now be energized through solar, in a decentralized way or even connected to the grid. Again, moving towards cleaner forms of energy. And one of the main sectors, if you look at transport sector, we have huge thrust towards moving towards e-mobility. So a huge thrust to adopt e-mobility, and move away from the conventional forms of energy. So, again, as I said, both on the supply side and on the demand side, the government is promoting ways and means to actually move towards energy transition. So I think that's my initial take on the energy transition as you asked.
So, Sumesh, would you like to put more light around the programs, specific programs or partnership which support this innovation and Atmanirbhar Bharat in energy sector?
Yeah, actually, I think innovation is the key or is at the heart of Atmanirbhar Bharat, and energy sector is no exception. So, in the energy sector also, while achieving Atmanirbharta, I think the key is to innovate as much as possible. The standard technologies which have been continuing will no longer help us in reaching Atmanirbharta. For example, if you look at the PLI scheme I mentioned earlier also, that actually promises very high efficiency solar modules, which are, pivotal in encouraging domestic manufacturing and reducing import dependence. So the higher and higher efficiency of modules will only come through innovation. Similarly, if you look at the evolving list of solar PV modules, and their manufacturers under the ALMM scheme, they again emphasize and promise to provide a list of modules as well as players who are reputed and who are innovating. Similarly, if you look at under the either the battery cell manufacturing or under the green hydrogen mission, the whole crux is to innovate. To innovate to a better technology and at the same time reduce the cost. Whatever we are talking about, the costs of producing green hydrogen or transporting green hydrogen for various applications, the whole emphasis is on how to innovate, how to bring about newer ways of doing the same thing and thereby achieve Atmanirbharta also. I would also like to mention that there has been a significant partnership running between the industry and the academia now, which is again coming together to actually promote more and more innovation, do more and more research and development. And I think the government is also supporting that, both through the availability of skills as well as budgetary outlays to support this partnership for more and more research and development for innovation. So all in all, I think innovation is the key which will only ensure Atmanirbharta in the longer term.
In terms of socio-economic growth, how India is managing rapid energy transition while upholding the principles of Atmanirbhar Bharat, especially concerning job creation and skill development side?
No, that's a very good question. I think, while we are moving towards energy transition, we're looking at moving towards cleaner and greener sources of energy. Besides the direct impact it is creating on the environment, etc., I think there is a huge socio-economic benefit also which is accruing to the society or which will accrue to the society. You mentioned job creation, so both directly and indirectly. Directly in terms of development of the power project, or indirectly through the supply chain and other miscellaneous works. It holds a potential for significant job creation in the market. For instance, if you look at renewable energy sector itself, the utility scale projects, they alone are estimated as per an EY calculation to be able to generate about 8 lakh jobs over the next few years. Similarly, if you look at the Kusum A, B, C schemes, they again will probably generate a lakh of jobs in promoting the scheme. Even if you look at the battery cell manufacturing and the battery cell projects, those alone could result in jobs of about 5 lakhs. So huge potential for jobs, and these are just very conservative estimates which have been taken. I think the ripple effect will be much more in the society. The direct jobs will be there, and then there will be indirect jobs helping and supporting these jobs. So significant potential for job creation. And when we talk about the skills, I think most of these jobs will not be unskilled in nature. So most of these jobs will require some sort of skill to be available. So which will mean that there will be availability of skilled workforce. We are also seeing that, you know, certain, you know, as part of energy transition, we might also witness, you know, a move away from, say, coal-based plants, etc. So this will also involve reskilling of the manpower. So which will also create again, you know, new kinds of skills in the market. And you know, I've seen that a lot of institutions in the country are leading efforts to provide skills to the market. There is National Skill Development Corporation, and there are a whole lot of organizations, you know, which are you know, associated with the biggies of the power sector, which are now helping in this skilling of energy transition. So I think both in terms of job creation and skills, there is tremendous change which is about to happen for good. And you know, there is a lot of socio-economic benefits which are associated with energy transition also.
So Somesh, looking forward, how do you envision the evolution of India's energy sector with these government-led initiatives?
Yeah, I think in my view, the energy sector, whether in India or anywhere else in the world, will not be the same anymore. The energy sector is going through a huge transformation, both in the way it is and in the way energy is produced and the way energy is consumed. You know, if you talk of energy consumption first, you know, probably each of the consumer will also become a producer of electricity in some way. So as we say, prosumers, you know, the word which has been you know, very widely talked about. So the way the energy will be consumed is totally different. You know, it will no longer probably come from large power generation plants and, you know, be consumed. The consumers themselves will be using electricity or generating electricity. Also, you know, the electricity will increasingly have the component of green more and more. So we will have lesser and lesser of polluting coal-based or gas-based plants powering homes or industries, and more a greener component of that. In terms of production of electricity, I think, as I said again earlier, that you know, it will be mostly through renewable energy. I mean, we've committed ourselves to 500 gigawatts of renewable power by 2030. Almost 50% of the energy coming from renewable sources. So, you know, the energy will be produced in a totally different way than it is being done today. So I think a huge transformation in the way the energy sector operates. I would also like to highlight that the current incumbents in the utility sector, you know, are large PSUs, are large state entities, you know, whether generation, transmission, distribution, will also probably have to reorient themselves. You know, for instance, the business of distribution of power may not remain the same. You know, it will again change because the consumers themselves will be, you know, working in different manner. They will not just be consumers of electricity, they will also be producing. So there will be two-way supply of power. They will also be moving away from the grid for many reasons. So, you know, there will be huge transformation in the way the distribution of electricity is happening. Similarly, the way generation is happening. Similarly, you know, large PSUs are operating. So all of them will have to reorient their purposes. We'll have to see what new businesses that they have to cater to. How do they have to change themselves? How do they have to shape themselves for the future? So again, the current incumbent utilities will need to transform themselves. So I think the energy sector really needs to evolve, and you know, huge changes are expected in the sector. There have been new institutions which have also come up, for instance, the International Solar Association, you know, which actually promote energy transition in a big way. So similarly, other organizations might also come up in future which support energy transition. So huge changes which are likely to happen to the energy sector, both in terms of the structure and the way it is operated. So I think that's what I would like to say.
Thank you, Somesh. So your expertise has truly illuminated the intricacies of India's energy transition and its path for self-reliance. Thank you.
It's been an honor to share my thoughts, and thank you for having me here. I'm very grateful.
To our listeners, we appreciate your engagement in this energy transition dialogue. We'll have more such sessions around India's energy transition and transformation in future. Until next time, goodbye.